TV.
Lindell TV is pleased to present The Sentinel Report with your host, Alex Newman. Alex has written for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad. He currently serves as a contributor to Epoch Times and foreign correspondent and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex is the author of several books and has been a guest on countless radio and television programs and is a much sought-after conference speaker. Alex is best known for his reporting and research that has exposed the dangers and agenda of globalism. As the father of five children, Alex is working to defend faith, family, and freedoms from the hostile philosophies and ideas that are contrary to the Bible and the United States Constitution. And now, here is your host, Alex Newman.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of The Sentinel Report. I am your host, Alex Newman. Thanks so much for joining us today on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. I hope you enjoyed a wonderful extended weekend with family or friends doing great things. We've got a great guest for you today, my friend Timothy Martin, coming up in just a moment. He's like a threefer. He's a elected official. He is the head of the Republican Party where he comes from, and he is also an officer with the John Birch Society. So we're going to get his perspective on how we stop the incoming freight train headed right for us with the COVID madness. But first, like we do every day, this comes out of God's Word. This is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." So I know sometimes things are a little bit demoralizing. I know sometimes it feels like we're just doing and doing and doing and we don't see the fruit, but the fruit will come. Keep working, and in due season we will reap, ladies and gentlemen. Also, before we get to our guest, folks, you have probably noticed the war on cash raging all around you. You've probably seen more and more businesses saying, "We won't take your cash here. You got to use a contactless payment." Well, prepare for round two of that as we head into round two of COVID mania, or the branch COVIDians planning their scamdemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it. So, folks, this war on cash is happening now. It's going to get worse. So I'd encourage you to call 877-422-5051. Talk to our friends at Swiss America. They will send you a free report on the war on cash and how you can protect yourself from this. Again, that's our friends over at Swiss America. If you call the number on your screen, it's 877-422-5051. They can help you understand what's going on. They can help you prepare for what's going on. It is absolutely free, no obligation for the report. Just give them a call, 877-422-5051. And folks, we need to be taking this seriously. It's coming at us like a freight train. And with round two of the COVID mania, the next phase of this war on cash is just around the corner. Actually, in about 2 hours, I'll be going to speak at Boca Raton to the Women Impacting the Nation, and I'll be speaking about CBDCs. So if you are anywhere in the area, again, that'll be in Boca Raton. I'll give you the address here before we call it quits today, just in case you're within driving distance. We would love to have you come out. It's going to be a really fantastic event. We'll be talking about central bank digital currencies. And that address, folks, is going to be 275 Northeast Spanish River Boulevard. It's at the Griddle. And that's in Boca Raton, starting at 7 p.m. Our guest today, Timothy Martin, a great American. In fact, a wonderful American for so many things. He is more involved than just about anybody I know. He serves on his local city commission. He serves as the chairman of the Alachua County Republican Executive Committee. So he's like the party boss there, but in the best sense. And he's also a development officer for the John Birch Society. He's a family man. He's got a wonderful family, and he is doing so much for the sake of our country. Tim, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. I want to just get right into it, Tim. You have seen it. I have seen it. Donald Trump has now spoken out about it. They're coming at us again with the COVID mania. They're already doing mask mandates in a lot of places. Biden says he's cooking up the next vaccine that we all need to take, whether we took the last one or not. They're even talking about lockdowns again because there's a new variant. What do we do to stop it? What are your top three things people could do right now as soon as they're done watching this show?
Well, I think number one is you really need to educate yourself. I think number two, you need to be prepared to educate others. And the third, what is probably the most important thing, is you really need to get organized. And that sort of manifests in a lot of different ways. It may just start with a few people on your block if you live in a neighborhood. Maybe you go to your local Republican Party club, or maybe there's a Tea Party club around. If you do a little search, you know, on social media or on the internet, you should be able to find somebody of like mind, and you just start working, whether it's going to the city council meetings or the county council meetings, and start really pushing back with others in this effort. So it you know, it often feels like we're alone and we're on an island, but when you get around people who think like-minded thoughts, it can be a real uplifting experience for you. And I think those are probably my three biggest things right now.
I love it, Tim. Brilliant advice. And so last time around, we saw the tyranny coming from every level of government. We had, you know, city governments, we had county governments, we had, thankfully, not so much in Florida, but in many states, we had state governments. And then, of course, we had the federal government with Joe Biden's vaccine mandates and all the rest of it. Starting at the local level, I mean, you mentioned going to your city commission meeting. What do you do there? What do you say? How do you convince your city officials in the face of this relentless media propaganda that you're going to kill grandma unless you submit to all this training? How do you convince your city government or your county commission to, especially if you're in a blue state, to say, no, we're not going to comply with that. No, we're not going to let our local police department enforce those stupid rules. They're unconstitutional. How do you do that, Tim?
Well, it's interesting. You know, being on the city council now for over 10 years, I kind of get an idea of who's going to be in the audience. And I suspect that a lot of governments are kind of the same way. So if all of a sudden you showed up with 5-6 new faces, 10 new faces, it's going to start making a difference. And, you know, that's kind of an easy thing. But you really have to have your talking points in order. There isn't fluff needed or anything. Just get in there, state your point, have other people doing the same sorts of things. But, you know, one thing that we did as a city council that others can do, it's this concept of nullification. So when our county came through and tried to put the kibosh on all the businesses and all the freedoms and all that stuff, we actually called an emergency meeting and we said, you know, we're not going to do this. If you at the county commission level can't provide our citizens and our businesses a little bit more stability in this kind of uncertain time, we're just not going to pay attention to you. We're going to just follow the governor. In our case, it was Governor DeSantis. And they got really pretty heated about it, actually. And they've kind of used it as a little bit of a leverage against us ever since. But, you know, we don't really care. We're pretty self-reliant out here in my area of Florida. I live in Alachua County. I'm the city councilman in a little city like called Newberry, Florida. But it's just those little things that start adding up because, you know, they're actually very fragile. These liberal progressive Marxists are actually kind of fragile. And if you confront them and if you say, no, I'm not going to take it, and here's why, and you have, you know, several other people behind you, they actually will recoil a little bit, especially when it comes to silly things like masks. And the one great thing that I think we can all hang our hat on is we've seen plenty of movies that have a sequel and the sequel's never as good as the original. So I think we've got some hope there.
I love it, Tim. That's excellent. Now, another thing that you do, you serve very honorably as the chairman of the local Republican Executive Committee, at least in Florida. I'm not sure about other states, but these are very powerful institutions. I mean, that's basically the Republican Party for your county. Each county has one. You lead yours. Is there any room, you think, for the Republican Party apparatus itself to work on this front to defend liberty? I mean, of course, the party platform obviously stands pretty openly for individual right. liberty, for the Constitution. What can parties do? What can, say, precinct committeemen, state committee, what can people do through their political party apparatus to help preserve freedom?
Well, the real mission and the real charge of the party structures is really to get the vote out and to get people to the polls, get information out to people within the community. So as a precinct contact person, your first job is to really communicate with the people in your little neck of the woods. There's 67 counties here in Florida, and every one of them has this little structure. And if you think of it sort of like a militaristic org chart, the counties are sort of like platoons. I'm kind of the platoon leader, right? So we have little squad leaders. Those are the precinct captains, and all the rank and file are really just the general run-of-the-day Republicans that aren't necessarily involved in the committee structure. And what the committee structure really does is it allows for a particular body of people to kind of vote on church business, so to speak. You know, you have people that come to the church, and then you have people who belong to the church. those folks are the ones that are allowed to vote on church business. Well, the committee serves sort of that same purpose. So what we need to do as a party is to implement and give people the tools to be able to carry the message forward and to disseminate, you know, action type steps and those sorts of things. But what it really boils down to, Alex, is work. And you actually have to do something. You know, I don't know how many people I come across and they want to talk about social media and they want to talk about email. Well, you know, you can look at as many posts as you want. You can send as many emails of articles that you want. And equate it to like football, for instance. You could do the same thing about football, but until actually somebody picks up the ball and starts to do work and move it down the field, nothing is going to change. So you've got to get off the couch. That's what I did over 10 years ago and got elected to city commission. That's why I got involved with the Republican Party. That's why I got involved with the John Birch Society, because it was the organization that makes for efficient work. That's another key element is the efficiency of doing that, because if you are just running around like a chicken with your head cut off, that's not really going to get you anywhere but frustrated. So you've got to get plugged into an organization that can really kind of maximize your efficiency by putting you together with like-minded people, by focusing on particular goals, having things that are measurable. And those are some of the things that I'm trying to implement here locally with my committee.
And we appreciate that so much, Tim. In fact, you know, it almost goes without saying that more Republicans in elected office will mean less restrictions on your freedom. And all we have to do is look back over the last few years, which were the worst states? Oh, yeah, they're all Democrat states. California, New York, Illinois, Washington, total bastions of tyranny. What were the freer states? Well, Florida comes to mind, right, where Republicans control the levers of power. So that's very good. Tim, before we let you go, before we go to break, you are also very involved with the John Birch Society, serve as a development officer there now. The JBS has been at the forefront. I say it's the tip of the spear of the freedom movement. And in fact, the JBS was very active during the last round of tyranny and is continuing to be very active. What are some things that people can do by organizing through the John Birch Society to try to stop this? What are some resources that JBS is making available to folks so that they can try to hold this round two of COVID tyranny at bay?
Well, of course, the website's jbs.org, thenewamerican.com, and you can see one of the issues that we recently put together for The New American. It's an extensive interview. It was about 2 hours worth of video of Dr. Robert Malone. He was one of the key outspoken people with regards to COVID in the first go around. So, you know, pick up a copy of that. Check out thenewamerican.com for your news and information, as well as other outlets that you rely on, like Liberty Sentinel and things like that. But the JBS does provide a little bit of that rank and file structure. We are organized in chapters, intentionally small chapters, so everybody knows each other. But working on a consistent agenda nationwide allows us to all be pushing on the same points at the same time. And again, going back to what I said earlier, that organized, efficient work really can compound your efforts. So the one person, and a lot of things happen by just one person doing something. So don't feel like you can't make a difference just because you're one person. You certainly can, especially when it's amplified by an organization like the John Birch Society.
Absolutely. Tim, thank you so much for everything that you do. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to join us today and share your thoughts. We really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Thank you.
All righty, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm going to share with you my speech at the recent Reawaken America Summit. Very short. It's only about 15 minutes long, but I think you're going to get a kick out of it. So thank you for tuning in. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these quick messages from our sponsors.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Are you concerned about your child's education? Are you considering removing your children from the failing public schools? Greater Than I Ministries can help by giving you 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Biblical Worldview video series and a free home educator's kit as a bonus for your purchase. This powerful video series will thoroughly equip you and your family with the truth that you need to fight the battle of ideas warring against our families. And our free home educator's kit will instantly connect you with the resources you need to take control of your child's education. Just go to gtimin.com and click the Buy Now button at the top. Choose the DVD or the streaming version. Then enter the promo code Newman at the checkout for your 15% discount. That's gtimin.com. Click the Buy Now button at the top, choose the format you wish, and enter the promo code Newman at the checkout to receive our free home educator's kit and 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Worldview video series. You'll be glad you did.
My employees and I are excited to announce it's our 20th anniversary, and to celebrate, we're bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with the most amazing cotton, 2-inch pipe gusset, comes in 4 custom loft levels, and it's machine washable and dryable.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. That's why we've been around for 20 years, because MyPillow works.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, only $19.98.
With my 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
There's a better way to do legal. Just imagine, for less than a dollar a day, being able to pick up the phone, talk to an attorney about any kind of law, not have to worry about $300-$500 an hour. If it's IRS tax issues, if it's child protection investigations, if it's weaponized government coming after conservative Christians, if it's freedom of speech issues, if it's gun law, if you own a business, we could help. Click the link below or simply go to shieldmyrights.com. Again, that's shieldmyrights.com. On that site, you'll find educational videos, you'll find more about the services that we provide, and more importantly, you could schedule an appointment for one of our consultants to reach out to you to help you understand exactly how we could protect your rights. Again, my name is Daniel Gonzalez. It was a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you so much, Mr. Newman, for allowing us to share. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
Thanks for being here. What an honor. Thank you to Clay and General Flynn and everybody who is working to save our country. We appreciate you so much. I want to start with a personal story. My grandpa is one of those guys that every time the election comes around, he goes and he votes straight Republican. There's no need to bother looking up the candidates or where they stand on the issues. And then 2020 comes along and we find out he voted for Joe Biden. I know, that's what we said. What in the world is going on here, right? Emergency family meeting. And we didn't have to talk long before we all realized this never would have happened if Grandpa was still alive. the reality, folks, is they're stealing elections. They're going to keep stealing elections as long as we let them. And our nation is at war. Forces from the pit of hell are working to destroy our country, our families, our churches, our freedoms, our Constitution, even humanity itself. And at this point, they're saying so pretty openly. But we have everything we need to deal with this crisis. As the Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So this diabolical great reset from hell, I've been exposing this since they announced it and even long before that. They've been attacking us on every front. But if you really want to understand the essence of it, just take everything the Bible teaches, turn it exactly upside down, and you'll see where they're going to come down on every issue every time. God ordained nations, they want to end and blend nations. God ordained family, they want to pervert and destroy the family. God ordained private property when he said, thou shalt not steal. They want to destroy private property. God said, be fruitful and multiply. They want to kill babies. They want to reduce the number of people on this planet. They are wicked in every sense, and they are at war with the God of the heavens and the earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible. And this is not new. If you go back 3,000 years in Psalm 2, David wrote that the kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers conspire together against the Lord and his anointed one. And you can imagine God's probably just sitting in heaven terrified of these guys, right? No, of course not. The one enthroned in heaven laughs, is what we read in verse 4. The Lord ridicules them. They should be quaking in their boots. They need to repent right now. In Psalm 83, written by Asaph, starting in verse 2, we read, for behold, your enemies, these are God's enemies, they make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their heads. They lay crafty plans against your people. They consult together against your treasured ones. They say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they conspire with one accord against you. They make a covenant. Well, I can tell you what, folks, this is not going to end well for these individuals. They need to repent now. Pride has gotten to their head, just like it got to Lucifer's head, and God will crush them.
We can resist this great reset, and I think the most effective way to do it is to follow the instructions from our King. Our King gave us our orders in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. We have the Great Commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. Those are our instructions right there. That's our mission statement. And we know that the gates of hell will never prevail against the church. We should be on offense. The gates of hell will not prevail. Now, our Lord quoted twice in Luke and in Matthew. He says, whoever is not with me is against me. There are two options in this fight. If you don't know which side you're on, talk to me later. You're probably on the wrong side. Pray about it and get on the right side right now. So we are dealing with an enemy from the pit of hell. Now, the great military strategist from China, Sun Tzu, put it very well. He said, if you know yourself and you know your enemy, you're going to win every battle. His writings are still studied to this day by generals and military officers around the world. So who is our enemy? Well, it's known by various terms, the deep state, the insiders, the establishment, pick your term. The reality is they have a commander-in-chief. Their commander-in-chief is Satan. And Satan's minions are running wild, doing the instructions of their father. Now, there are a lot of organizations that need to be exposed, and I've been exposing them for many years in books and in articles and in TV interviews. Bohemian Grove, a bunch of fruitcake weirdos that get together in the northern redwood forest of California in front of a 40-foot stone owl, and they burn an effigy of a child. Okay, that's weird. The Skull and Bones weirdos at Yale University, kissing skulls and laying in coffins and doing sex stuff. What in the world is wrong with them? The Council on Foreign Relations, headquartered in New York, where Hillary Clinton says she gets her orders. That's who tells her how she should be thinking about the future. I don't think it's a partisan thing. There are plenty of fake rhino Republicans involved with these creeps as well. The Trilateral Commission, the World Economic Forum, as Klaus Schwab might say, the United Abominations, also known as the United Nations. They're all in this together, folks. They've got all the big institutions. They think they have all the money. They think they have all the power, but they are going to be destroyed. Now, Paul describes Satan as the god of this world. In 2 Corinthians, it says, in whom the god of...
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com. At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Man, I gotta tell you something. Thank God for Brighteon TV. For the first time in my life, I can say what I want and nobody tells me to shut up. God bless Mike Adams.
Hey, Dr. John Diamond here. I was sitting at my house during COVID. The Lord told me to start a show. I had no idea what to do or where to go. And then I got the call from Brighteon. So Mike Adams, appreciate you. You made me the man I am today. God bless.
In the last half of the
Newman.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Sentinel Report. I am your host, Alex Newman. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We have two very special guests coming to you today, both friends of mine, both also in media, both doing wonderful work for our country, for God, and for our freedom. So stay tuned for that. You're going to really enjoy it. Our verse today comes out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is verses 4 and 5. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but of divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ." Great reminder. I've used that verse before, but it's just a great reminder, folks. We are in a spiritual battle, and carnal weapons are not going to be effective in a spiritual battle. We need to rely on our spiritual weapons, and that will help us destroy strongholds and arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. Before we get to our guests and our brief news segment today, folks, I do want to remind you, if you don't remember or if you're new to the show, things are getting weird. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Time to get ready. If you're not ready yet, get over to preparewithsentinel.com. That's preparewithsentinel.com. For those of you listening to us by podcast or on radio, that's preparewithsentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.com. Incredible bargains right now. If you go through preparewithsentinel.com, $200 off every 3-month emergency food kit, and huge discounts on other supplies as well. And folks, really, now is a better time to prepare than when it's too late. You know that anything could happen. We've got warmongering going on. We've got threats to our power grid, threats to our communication. We've got economic chaos, the dollar's status as a global reserve under threat. We just got hit by a hurricane here in Florida. Last time we got hit by a hurricane, we lost power for over a week. You never know when you're going to need some extra food laying around. And so take advantage of these incredible discounts right now. Unbelievable savings. $200 off every 3-month emergency food kit. That's all at preparewithsentinel.com. Preparewithsentinel.com, folks. They'll ship it to you for free. It'll come in an unmarked box, and that way you can just put it in a closet, leave it there, and hopefully you won't need it, but it'll last you for 20 to 25 years. And chances are good that sometime between now and 25 years, you will need it. I know I personally think you need at least one for every member of your household. We personally have more than that here. But folks, it's never too late to be prepared, and it's never a bad idea to be ready. Out of news today, Britons are smarter than the establishment gives them credit for. New poll now shows that Britons are more concerned about the cost of living than alleged man-made global warming. That's according to an Ipsos poll. Will that stop the political class from shredding what's left of the economy and its credibility to save the planet from the climate boogeyman? Don't count on it, but the people at least have had enough. They're tired of skyrocketing energy prices. They're tired of skyrocketing food prices. They just want some normalcy back. Really good news in America. A district in Texas, the Midland Independent School District, is now reversing decades of quackery and moving toward phonics. My first guest today was actually a good friend of Dr. Samuel Blumenfeld. He and I wrote a whole book about this subject. But the Midland ISD is tacitly admitting that they've been hurting kids for decades now. They've been using quackery to teach reading, which is not actually teaching reading. And who knows how many children were damaged as a result of this. But thankfully, they got a new assistant superintendent of teaching and learning. Her name is Ashley Osborne. And she is now saying that, folks, we're going to use phonics. And she actually hit the nail on the head. She says, "For us, there's no debate. Students deserve the best instruction possible. And when it comes to reading instruction, particularly for youngest learners, phonics is the most effective method, according to the vast body of research available." I take it one step further. It is the only effective method because we have a phonetic writing system. You can't learn how to memorize words because you can never memorize them all. We're not that smart. Even if you were, you wouldn't want to. She says phonics breaks down not only the word, but also intellect. Letter sounds and how we blend those letter sounds together. Kudos to the Midland ISD. What I want to know, though, is where is the accountability, right? You guys have been doing this wrong for decades. You've hurt untold tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of students who now can't read. What are we going to do about it? And even more importantly, how can anybody still trust their children to an institution that has done this for so many decades? We've known since the 1840s that this method that they're using is absolute quackery and does not work for teaching reading, and yet it's still being used, unfortunately, all over the United States. Kudos to Midland ISD, but folks, pay attention if you want your kids to read. North Korea's Kim Jong-un is going to meet with Putin. Interesting. That's according to U.S. intelligence and the New York Times. Very, very interesting. Kim Jong-un is going to make what the Times is describing as a rare trip to meet Putin. They're going to talk about weapons and other things. Now, for the folks out there who think Putin is some sort of glorious savior of freedom and Christianity, this probably doesn't make sense. But folks, there's a lot more going on than meets the eye. And we'll get into that maybe another day. Now, Bill Gates, never one short of good ideas, right? Releasing GMO mosquitoes. Oh, yeah. Injecting GMO organisms into your Common Core, right? mRNA vaccine. I mean, the guy's just full of good ideas. He's got another good idea. Let's chop down 70 million acres of trees and bury the timber underground. Yeah, you think I'm kidding? I'm actually not. According to Slate News, this is part of the billionaire's plan to save Mother Earth from alleged man-made global warming. You can't make this stuff up. Truly incredible. Last year, some investors and Bill Gates' investment firm paid $6.6 million for this project, a venture of Kodama Systems. And their goal is to thin forests and utilize excess biomass at scale. Yeah, that'll be interesting. Now, the city council in Denver has decided that taxpayers, suckers, they should pay almost $5 million to a bunch of Black Lives Matter protesters who took part in the 2020 riots over the death of George Floyd. This Black Lives Matter group, their leaders are buying nice mansions and stuff while they preach the gospel of socialism and communism. But they filed a class action lawsuit against the city claiming their First Amendment rights were violated because they were arrested for violating emergency curfews put in place as they tried to protect the city from being burned down. According to the lawsuit, Denver used militarized police to unlawfully arrest the demonstrators. I guess you could say if you're CNN, they were mostly peaceful protesters. But of course, if you paid any attention to the news in 2020, you know that the mostly peaceful protests involved a lot of fire and a lot of violence and a lot of shooting and a lot of dead people. A lot of businesses burned, primarily Black and minority-owned businesses. So, yeah, let's just extort the taxpayers to give them more money to do more of the same. I guess the millions and millions and millions they got from America's Fortune 500 corporations wasn't enough to buy enough mansions. Folks, stay tuned. We've got my friend Charles Moskowitz coming up next. He's got a great book. He's also speaking out against the Anti-Defamation League, which is currently at war with Elon Musk. He's got some real insight here. As an American Jew who does not associate with the left, stay tuned.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Are you worried about spike proteins and how they may impact your health? Are you looking for help? The Wellness Company has an answer in the form of our clean, pure, all-natural spike formula developed by experts like Dr. Peter McCullough. The Wellness Company's spike formula includes the incredible natokinase, dandelion root, black sativa extract, green tea, and iris sea moss. Even better, the spike formula by The Wellness Company is vegan, gluten-free, and made right here in the U.S., so you know that you can trust and rely on it if you're concerned about spike proteins. Buying American-made, natural ingredients of this quality separately will cost you over $100. Our spike formula is only $65.99. Get spike formula today by going to twc.health. Sentinel Report users, use the code Newman at checkout for an additional discount. Go to twc.health, promo code Newman, and get peace of mind if you are concerned about spike protein.
Are you concerned about your child's education? Are you considering removing your children from the failing public schools? Greater Than I Ministries can help by giving you 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Biblical Worldview video series and a free home educator's kit as a bonus for your purchase. This powerful video series will thoroughly equip you and your family with the truth that you need to fight the battle of ideas warring against our families. And our free home educator's kit will instantly connect you with the resources you need to take control of your child's education. Just go to gtimin.com and click the Buy Now button at the top. Choose the DVD or the streaming version. Then enter the promo code Newman at the checkout for your 15% discount. That's gtimin.com, Click the Buy Now button at the top, choose the format you wish, and enter the promo code Newman at the checkout to receive our free Home Educators Kit and 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Worldview video series. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Sentinel Report. Alex Newman here, your host. And folks, do check out Greater Than I Ministries. They've got this wonderful biblical worldview series. I use it in my men's group. I've used it with my own family. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. And, you know, for Christians who have been just bombarded with propaganda about everything, family, government, country, the Bible, it's just critical in these days to understand what the Bible actually teaches about things. My first guest today is a longtime friend, Charles Moskowitz. He's a veteran radio host. He's an author, a great American, and one of his new books, The Case for Jexit, The American Jewish Exodus from the Left. Chuck, welcome to the program. It is so great to have you. I follow your work very closely. I really appreciate what you do. You've got a new Substack article saying that the Anti-Defamation League, this is the organization that purports to speak for Jews, is waging war on Elon Musk and his company X. You say that they do not speak for you as an American Jew. Why is that? And what do you make of this ADL war against Elon Musk over alleged anti-Semitism on the platform?
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me, Alex. The ADL has always been out of step with Jewish principles, with Jewish faith, with the Mosaic Covenant. And they've gone way out on the left recently, particularly under the tutelage of Jonathan Rosenblatt, their new director, who is a former Obama administration official. He's turned the ADL, for whatever independence they may have once had, into really just a cat's paw of the Democratic Party. So thus, anyone who is against any Democratic Party agenda can be attacked as an anti-Semite, which is a terrible and horrible thing to say to a person. It could destroy someone's reputation. It is untrue. It is unfair. And it's not reflective of genuine Jewish values. He's weaponized the idea of anti-Semitism and even reasonable and regular opposition to things that come out of the state of Israel, in that anybody who disagrees with the left, anyone who disagrees with agendas that have nothing to do with Judaism and that Judaism condemns, like gay marriage, like neutering children with surgeries, like open borders, like abortion on demand, is running the risk of being called an anti-Semite by the ADL. And I just want to be clear, the ADL does not represent, certainly me, or conservative Jews, but it also doesn't represent the Jewish faith, even though they imply that they do by omission. And so when they speak, the implication is that they speak for Judaism. They do not.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Of course, it's a very prominent group and they were successful. You know, Elon Musk says in driving a massive decline in revenues on X. I think they called for a boycott. Chuck, we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, but I want to ask you about another issue that's a really hot topic. I don't know how closely you've been following it, but Laura Loomer has been putting out, I know you know Laura, a Jew, a great lady, you know, loves America. She's been putting up findings on X saying that a lot of these Nazis running around the United States having these stupid Nazi rallies and goose stepping and Sieg Heiling. She's saying that they're being recruited by the FBI, by the CIA for nefarious purposes, to try to make Trump supporters look bad, to try to associate the Republican Party with Nazism. What are your thoughts if you have seen her findings? Is that plausible? Do you suppose that's really going on?
Oh, I would add to that by saying that there's a possibility the ADL might be behind some of it, particularly this guy who calls himself Handsome Truth. He's been on the video ahead of the Goyim League or something like that, traveling around the world. He shows up in Auschwitz. He shows up here and there. Who's paying for all that? I mean, he may not even realize it, but the fact is that it is possible that the ADL might be behind that, because they've been behind things like this that create division. All of a sudden, you have these neo-Nazis showing up in slick. They look like Marine Corps men. You know, they just doesn't look like, you know, what you'd expect them to look like. It's very suspicious. And Laura Loomer is there filming, and I trust her judgment on that. It doesn't quite pass the smell test.
Yep. Definitely fishy. And we've had Laura on the program here. We are big fans of her work. And so kudos for that reporting. And, you know, you mentioned that. And I think to a lot of people, like with ADL involved in that, one of the recent revelations, Matthew Dalek, I believe is his name. He did a book on the John Birch Society and exposed, I think inadvertently almost, what he described as a massive counterintelligence operation against the John Birch Society. And after going through everything each way sideways, they couldn't find any anti-Semitism, and yet they still were determined to destroy the organization. You know, very weird for a private organization to run counterintelligence operations. It's just real weird. Charles, you've got a lot of great books. You did one on Satan. You've done this one on Jexit. You're just very prolific in your writings, and you also do a great Substack that I read very faithfully. What's the best way for people to follow your work?
Well, you can check out my books on Amazon or at Barnes & Noble. I've written an average of 2 or 3 books a year. I'm actually working on one right now that's about anti-Semitism and its history. So check it out on Amazon and just put my name in the server.
Excellent. Charles Moskowitz, we really appreciate it. And then what's your Substack? How can people find that?
Charles Moskowitz through charlesmoskowitz.com.
Excellent. Charles, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your perspective on this. Folks, stay with us. Coming up next, we've got David Fiorazzo, another friend of mine from media, another great American. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At The New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Visit thenewamerican.com today. Use the promo code Newman to get $10 off the price of a print subscription.
When I invented MyPillow, my passion was to help each and every one of you. And 20 years later, all of your support is what keeps us going. Because of you, we've been able to create thousands of USA jobs and help millions get the best sleep ever. To thank you, my employees and I are bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with my patented adjustable fill, the most amazing cotton, and a 2-inch pipe gusset. It has 4 custom loft levels, machine washable and dryable, and you get my 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, get a queen size MyPillow for only $19.98.
From all of us here at MyPillow,
thanks, America!
Welcome back to the Sentinel Report here on Lindell TV, Frank Speech, Brighteon, or whatever platform you are watching us on. We sure appreciate you tuning in, whether you're watching us or listening to us. We do encourage you to get over to MyPillow.com. Check out those incredible sales going on right now if you use that promo code Newman. I mean, some of it's just hard to believe. Like, celebrity, you can get coffee subscription 50% off if you use that promo code Newman. Plus, you can support this show here. And if you follow us on franksocial.com, and if you don't, you should. You can support us that way as well, help keep us on the air, keep our costs covered so we can keep bringing this content to you that you won't find anywhere else. Our next guest, David Fiorazzo, also a friend of mine. He is many things. He's an author. He's a pastor. He's a blogger. He's a Christian talk show host. Actually, he was the main host of the incredibly popular Stand Up for the Truth radio show and podcast. So I was blessed to go on there many times. Just a great American, a great Christian. He's been in broadcasting for over 30 years. He's been in ministry for over 25. He loves journalism. He loves the Lord. And he is passionate about exposing the efforts to erase Christianity from American culture. And that's why he's starting a new show now. It's going to be with Freedom Project Media. I work very closely with them as well. I do a weekly segment, The Newman Report, and a weekly article every week for them called The Newman Report. His show is starting September 11th. That will be Monday. David, it is so great to have you on the program. Really appreciate it. I want to talk briefly before we get into your show about these efforts to get Christianity out of absolutely everything, to just drive God totally out of the public square. It's in the schools, it's in the media, it's in all the big institutions. How do we make sense of this, and how do we combat it, if we should combat it?
Wow, so many levels that we should be waking up here in America. We make sense of it by understanding how we got to where we are. You've got to go back in history. You've got to look at movements, Marxist movements. You've got to look at how the left was successfully somehow able to infiltrate the government-run education system, how they got into Hollywood, of course, media, and how the media is now controlled pretty much by one party, and social media and big tech, which I call now the one party, big tech media conglomerate, and how they have been trying to cancel Christianity along with that. Someone should read a book about that. But anyway, we need to understand what happened and why, and then how should we respond? So Christians, if you're talking about education, you've got a decision to make when it comes to the public schools. Should your children go to the public schools? And it's concerning now because...